Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So, I'm Miss Stanley, you're on. Who else has joined us?
Jim Beach is here.
Tim, how are you doing, Tim?
Great, how are you today?
Jim, pretty good, pretty good. All right. We'll get some other people joining us here. So, Miss Stanley.
Yes, good morning.
Are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
Okay. All right. So, Miss Stanley, why don't you introduce yourself? Because Jim's driving to, you said Tennessee, Jim?
Yes. About halfway to Chattanooga right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So, Miss Stanley, why don't you introduce yourself?
All right. I am Stanley. I'm a small business, University of Georgia Small Business Development Center. I work directly for the Office of Minority Business Development, and in that capacity, I support small business owners who are looking to start a business or those individuals who have businesses to help grow their businesses.
Wow, you're breaking up pretty bad. Are you driving someplace?
Me?
Yes.
No, I'm on my cell phone. You can't hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit as you talk, but it's okay.
Oh, I apologize.
Are you on your cell in your office, or you're driving someplace using your cell?
I'm on my cell.
Okay, so you're in your car in your cell?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Jim, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm currently at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. I teach entrepreneurship. I've used to be at Georgia State, and I'm good friends with Chris Hank, who I think works at UGA and is the director of the entrepreneurship program. Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he and I are working on quite a few things together right now.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah, so he's been telling me about your office and some of the things that y'all are doing, so it's nice to actually speak to you.
Okay, well, good.
See, I'm bringing people together.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I say I'm bringing people together. Go ahead.
How long have you been at the University of Tennessee?
This is my first year there.
Okay, all right. And so now, are you also still at Georgia State?
Nope, just in Tennessee.
All right, we had some other people join us, so we'll get to know each other a little bit better. Who's joined us and has not introduced themselves yet?
Hey, Ken, it's Aaron Sahaki here.
Hi, Aaron, how are you?
Just fine, yourself?
All right, pretty good. We have Jim and it's Deandra?
Yes.
Stanley?
Yes.
On, and they'll introduce themselves in a minute, but Aaron, you're next. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. Well, I just joined this, and actually, Ken, I was going to start off with just a brief question for you. I was attempting to log into the GoToMeeting, and I just didn't have the webinar ID to log in.
Oh, okay. It's you shouldn't have to do that, but it's the webinar ID is
645-771-730. 730. Okay, great. Well, I'll start off with just a quick introduction.
Go ahead.
I'm a Georgia Tech grad and founder of a small air taxi company here in the Atlanta area. And we have a fleet of a 5 Cirrus SR-22 aircraft that we use to basically fly people all over the southeast. And really, the best way to think about it is like an aerial taxi cab with wings. So that's kind of my company and what we're doing. And we start out with one plane, like I say, up to a fleet of 5 now, and looking to grow in the coming year.
All right. Happy to have you here.
Thanks.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So who else has joined us has not introduced themselves?
Kenneth, this is Bill McDermott with McDermott Financial Solutions.
Hello, Bill. How are you? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, after 30 years in banking, I have launched a consulting practice helping business owners find financing with such a shift in the banking industry. Rather than being a banker in the bank's corner, I've decided to become a banker in the business owner's corner. So I'm consulting with business owners who are having difficulty in finding financing or helping them get financing that's refinanced that's poorly structured. Also helping them with things that can make their business more efficient, whether it's technology or cash management.
All right, excellent. So, all right, so
hey,
hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Robert, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody. My name is Robert Joseph, and I have a company called Glue Life, and we build websites that grow with your business. So we can start you off with a very simple, easy website and then grow it into a site that is more complex and integrates your business activities along with how you want to interface with your customers. And we do that in a way that allows you to maintain control and make things with your website. And the website is www.bluelife.com.
You're coming in really weak unless somebody else has the... If people that are on the call, if you're not speaking, if you can mute your phone, you can mute your phone by pressing star 6. And that cuts down the background noise. So press star 6 or find the mute button on your phone. Okay, somebody did that, so that's
yeah,
good.
I'm traveling, Ken, so I go in and out of mute.
Yeah. Oh, could you introduce yourself again because there was a lot of background noise?
Yes. Hi, hello, everybody. My name is Robert Joseph, and I build my company is Glue Life, G-L-U-L-I-F-E, and we build websites that grow with your company. So we can start you off with a very simple website and then continue it on to something that allows you to manage your company better. We built websites for Bering Strait School District for handling their whole student infrastructure, built websites for construction companies to do document management for them, and we've also built websites that are very simple brochureware and have grown those sites to be more sophisticated. And that's www.glulife.com.
Okay. Thank you. Is who else is not who's joined us but has not introduced themselves as yet?
This is Dave Walker.
Hey, Ken, Dave, how are you?
Me? I'm excellent, Ken.
Okay. So why don't you introduce yourself, David?
Sure. My name is David Walker. I'm a business attorney here in town. I work with startups and small businesses, mostly as their general corporate counsel and occasionally helping them to raise capital. Business attorney Dave Walker.
All right. Way to go. So is there anybody else that has not introduced themselves?
Okay. I guess we got everybody. So I guess now that everybody's on, let's go ahead and get the form introductions going, and you can answer the question, what is your passion, and what is it that you do, and how do you do it, and you got 60 seconds to do that, so everybody is, so I think the lineup is Ms. Stanley, she's with the University of Georgia, the Small Business Development Center, Jim Beach, which is, I guess, the international, what do you call that, let's see, International Entrepreneurship, and you've got a lecture series coming up May 2nd, and then we have Aaron, and that's, I guess, Imagine Air, and then we have Bill McDermott, financial, financial services guy or financial, a former banker, and we have David Walker, attorney. Is there anybody else? Okay.
Yeah, Robert Joseph with Glue Life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, right there. I'm making the list now. All right, so we got the quorum. All right, so DeAndre, you're first, and a rookie. So if you could explain for us what is it that you do and how do you do it, and not to put any pressure on you, but you have 60 seconds.
Okay. Like I said, I'm a small business consultant, and we specialize in working with small business owners, either those who are just starting a business or those who are looking to start businesses. The programs that we provide and specialize in, we actually have two programs. One is a fast-track program, well, both of them. One is for new ventures, and the other is for growth ventures. So those individuals looking to start businesses, we help them develop a business plan. We don't do the business plans, but we help you with that. Both programs have training modules, and they're 10-week sessions that help you and guide you through the whole process of starting your business, and then with the growth teacher, helping you develop sustainable business.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And let me see, Jeff Veach, what is it that you do and how do you do it?
Well, mostly, I am interested in teaching entrepreneurship. I've done several small businesses in the past, and the reason that Ken asked me to be on the phone this morning was to talk about a seminar that I'm doing with the Turkish Chamber of Commerce coming up starting May 2nd. Chris Hanks and I, and for those of you who don't know Chris, he's the head of entrepreneurship at UGA. We're putting on a six-week series for young entrepreneurs, people who want to be entrepreneurs, and I'd love to invite Dave and Bill to come and talk about their new companies and the services that they could provide for these entrepreneurs. Bill, we're going to have a module on banking and fundraising, go through banks, angels, and VCs, an entire day devoted to that. And there's going to be about 150 or so entrepreneurs there who are all at the starting gate, and they might love to hear about your services. And Dave, could be a bunch of clients there for you, people who would need help with incorporation. We're going to do a day on, you know, what type of business to form, what, S-Corp, C-Corp, whatever. And you might want to come and spend 5 minutes introducing yourself and passing out business cards to them if you're interested in that.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All right. Thank you very much. And who's next? Aaron, I guess you're next. And we'll have time to, if people have questions or comments, we'll be
hey,
able
can
to.
I just, you know what, I just unmuted myself there, and as I was doing it, that canceled out the sound of what you were saying.
I was just saying, if there's questions or comments, we'll do that after everybody introduces themselves.
Gotcha. Great. So I guess Imagineer in a nutshell is basically affordable personal air transportation. And our goal is to open up the world of private aviation from an income group that right now is probably about the top 1% of income earners, and broaden that to about the top 10% of income earners and beyond. 90% of the business we do is replacing a 3 to 7 hour drive. So instead of getting in your car and spending all day going down to Destin, Florida, you drive 15 minutes to an airport near you, hop in the plane, and you're down in Destin in an hour and a half. And so that's kind of the best way to describe the value proposition of what we offer.
Wow. Okay.
How much does that cost, Aaron?
It costs about $500 an hour for the airplane, and that airplane can seat up to 3. So what you find is, from an economic perspective, your time needs to be worth, about $150,000 to $200,000 to actually derive an economic benefit from it. So, for instance, you know, if you are a small business owner and you have a factory down in South Georgia that you need to go visit, your time, depending on your income, would justify you taking an air taxi flight over wasting, you know, 2 days of driving to be able to make that same trip.
Excellent. Got questions already. Bill McDermott, what is it that you do and how do you do it?
Well, after... Yeah, I just took myself off mute, Kenneth.
Go ahead.
What I've found is business owners in general, with the dramatic shift that's gone on in the banking industry, they're very confused about how to find financing, where to find it, who to find it from. You know, the shift in the banking industry has just made it very difficult to either find financing or to get financing that's poorly structured, restructured. And so as an independent banker in their corner with 30 years experience, I can help business owners find the financing they need, refinance debt that they'd like to get refinanced, also help them understand what bankers might be thinking and how they look at their business. I'm not a broker, so I don't charge success fees, but they basically pay me an hourly rate for the knowledge and experience that I have, and to date I've been able to give a very significant return on investment for the consulting hours charged. I'll just give you one very brief example. There is a individual that owns a personal care home in Georgia. It is full. This particular business owner has an SBA financing, but he's actually able to get that debt refinanced, put a little cash in his pocket, and actually lower his interest rate and lower his payment. So he's very happy, and of course, we were able to get a new client. I'm passionate about helping people. I love to try to make an impact on a business owner's business, whether it's in savings in time or money or both. So that's what I'm all about.
All right, then. Thank you. All right. David Walker, business attorney. Why don't you introduce yourself, David?
Well, you know, the world are full of attorneys, but there's what you call good news attorneys and bad news attorneys. And I'm a good news attorney. I mean, I don't do any litigation or divorce or criminal DUI bankruptcy. I focus solely on business and transactional work, and my clients typically call me for good news. I focus on being their general counsel and helping them through the startup phase of their company, as well as to help them put together offering documents to raise capital. In general, I have two kinds of clients, one that I just serve as their general counsel, and the other ones in which I help them prepare offering documents if they have an investor to the table or they're looking to bring an investor to the table. David Walker, business attorney of Atlanta.
All right, excellent, excellent. All right, so there we have it. We've got everybody that has introduced themselves except for me, but we can get to know each other.
I don't know why you keep forgetting me, Kev.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robert, sorry.
That's okay, I'm just a fly on the wall. So, The thing that I'm passionate about is really helping entrepreneurs to understand that technology has changed so much that they can actually do a lot of the things themselves or hire somebody at a much lower rate to do it for them. We have enhanced a number of tools to help make website building a lot easier and a lot more effective. So what it takes other people, you know, weeks or months to do, we can do in literally hours. We specialize in helping entrepreneurs to take control of their lives. And basically we sell freedom, the freedom to be able to make changes to your website yourself or have somebody that's under you do it, the freedom to actually extend your website, and the freedom to actually get away from the technology piece and understand what it is to focus on the other stuff that generates you revenue. And that's Robert Joseph with Blue Life, GLULIFE.
And Robert is my technology guru, so if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have built my two websites and understand the back end of websites and stuff. So he empowered me. So thank you, Robert. I guess I got a little time, so I'll introduce myself. My name is Kenneth Brown. The name of my company is E3C. It stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution, and the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create, and this is what we're doing this morning. I strongly believe that if you can't sell your product, your idea,
you in fact don't have a business. So somebody's got to sell something to somebody. And so my focus is helping people create unique selling systems, helping them understand how sales works, and getting their skills improved so they can sell more, the company can sell more. And there's still background noise, so if you can mute your phone by pressing *6, or mute your phone somehow by looking for the mute button, thank you very much. And the second part is after you know how to sell, you've got to run your business profitably. And there's a formula for sales. There's a best practices for sales, but it's also a formula and best practices for profitability. So I show companies how to be profitable in their business. And then last but not least is technology. That's the new media, social media. I show you how to use the social media. And we're actually doing that today by doing an online networking session. So that's, in short, what I do. You can check out the website. One of the websites is bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. And as you know, we're recording this session, and I think it's going to be a pretty good one. So I will put it on the website within the next couple of days so all can listen. All right, so now everybody's introduced themselves. A lot of special people, a lot of things going on. So I want to find out who has questions or comments based on what we shared so far.
Kenneth?
Yes.
Yes, this is Bob Kennedy. I signed in late, so I just wanted to identify myself.
All right, Bob, why don't you introduce yourself, former naval officer.
Yes. I enjoy listening to everybody. My name is Bob Kennedy, and I own a company called Coupons.com, which stands for coupons. And what we have is a website called Golf Coupons, which is golfcoupons.com. And on that site, we have about 1,400 golf courses that we offer their coupons to golfers. We've been online now for about 9 years, and in that period of time, we have amassed a little over 600,000 active current golf members. We've actually had probably a little over 1 million members, but with the internet, you lose people over time. The value proposition is that the golf course, rather than having to advertise in a local newspaper and have their ad show up for a day and then disappear, can have their ad online or their coupon online. And what we're able to do is send out a targeted email, since we know the zip code of all of our members. Send out a targeted email within a 30-mile radius of the golf course to attract the members to come online, see the value proposition, print the coupon, and go to the golf course. So the economies of scale are such that we're a much better value proposition than their other advertising medium. And we attract people not only through the Golf Coupons site, but we also have another site called Golf Course Ranking, which is a relatively new site where we're online and rank courses. We've got all 17,000 U.S. courses listed there, have had a little over 8,000 rankings to date, and that website pulls on what they call the long tail theory, where once it gets SEO'd, you'll be pulling potentially on 17,000 searches when people type in a golf course name to search for the website. So that's, in general, what I do.
All right. That's pretty impressive for a retired Navy commander. Talking
one
about
does need to keep busy.
Well, we're happy to have you on, especially you being a former military. I salute you and your service, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Good to get to know you. All right. And so we had a couple other people join us that might introduce themselves. Anybody else has not introduced themselves that has joined that like to say a couple words? Going once?
No, Ken, that was me. I dropped off. I dropped off.
So, all right. So everybody's introduced themselves. So who has questions or comments based on what we shared so far? I can't imagine that nobody has a comment. Jim had a great question. Nothing? Can't believe that. This is what happens when you have so many powerful people on the call. Nobody's. So let me ask Aaron. Aaron, how did you come up with this
concept of Imagineer and having people have their own airplanes or air taxis. And he's trying to find the mute button right now.
There we go. You got it, Ken, exactly. I just found it. Well, so basically, we were students at Georgia Tech. There were three of us there. And we all had different business backgrounds, or different academic backgrounds, but the one thing that we had in common was a passion for aviation. And we'd actually met as part of the Georgia Tech Flying Club there. A couple of us were flight instructors. One of us was a private pilot. And we started thinking about what we wanted to do after graduation. Started to think about, well, okay, we could go be airline pilots. Maybe we should open up a flight school. And really the entrepreneurial itch was there. And we started to become aware of some of the new technology that was emerging in aviation, including some very technologically advanced aircraft that were also very efficient to operate. And so we began looking at this, looking at some of the emerging air taxi business models and studies that were conducted by NASA, and put together a business plan based on this, found some investment, and one thing kind of led to another. And the, like I said, the company was actually started while we were still finishing up school. Took us about 13 months of government certification to get our air carrier certificate. And since 2007, we've just been continuously growing. And even in this economy, we're in a market where other charter operators have seen the revenue decrease by 30%, we've actually still been able to maintain growth over the course of the past couple months.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, thank you. This is very interesting. I'm showing your website right now. You've got a Imagineer flight car, which is interesting. Okay, thank you. All right. Who else has questions, comments?
I have a comment, Bob Kennedy again.
Go ahead, Bob.
Interestingly enough, I'll call the gentleman who just talked. When I was on a flight recently, I was sitting next to the private pilot for Retief Goosen, who's a golfer, and the pilot, whose name is in my Rolodex, called me recently, and he was talking about setting up an airline system for golfers who want a private plane to go on their golf vacations. He was looking to diversify, so I'll try to hook both people up. There might be some synergy there.
All right, they're good. A couple connections already this morning. Excellent, excellent. All right, thank you. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Aaron, for answering the question. Who else has questions or comments? Because I have a new question. I guess my next question is, why did you guys decide, and ladies, why did you guys decided to become entrepreneurs? You know, it's not that my father did it. Well, maybe that's a good one. But I really want to go deep into why did you decide to go into entrepreneurship. So with that, Deandra, you work for the University of Georgia, but why is it so important for you to help entrepreneurs? So, Ms. Stanley, can you
get the last part of that?
Why did you decide to help entrepreneurs? Why is that so special for you?
The reason I decided to go into the side that I'm on, I guess, in helping entrepreneurs is that I actually have done consulting on my own before and working with small business owners and understanding some of the challenges that they face in trying to get assistance and help with their business. Some of those startup businesses that don't have a lot of capital and have major challenges in actually getting their business off the ground. I went into the SBDC coming from a background of working in international business, and right before I went into the SBDC, I worked for the state of Georgia as an international trade specialist. And in the same vein, I worked with small business owners who wanted to develop export sales. So I've always had a passion in working with those small business owners who have those challenges in entering the business community or starting their businesses, so on and so forth. and I feel it very important that they get the proper tools to put in their toolkit so that they can grow strong and sustainable businesses.
All right, then thank you. And when the people answer the question, if you could give your name and name your company so we can try to keep you, so we know exactly who's answering the question. So, and you have 60 seconds to answer the question. So with that, thing, Jim, you're next. Jim, why did you decide to support entrepreneurs? And I think your expertise is in international business, correct? We have Jim. Calling Jim. Okay, we'll keep going. Maybe we'll come back on because I know he's traveling to Tennessee. Aaron, why did you decide to launch this company? I think you might have answered that in your question, but you could help us further with understanding your company.
Sure, definitely. Well, you know, for us it was, I guess, basically the only path to achieving the goal that we wanted to, which was to be able to design something, put a company in a place that really had never been done before. So, you know, charter airlines have existed for a long time, and, of course, regular airlines have existed for a long time. But this is kind of a niche that falls between those two categories in a lot of ways that just hasn't been tackled before and required a lot of infrastructure, a lot of organizational changes that are different from either of those two models. And so, you know, even if we would have said to ourselves, let's just go try to get hired by a company like this, that wasn't an option for us because nothing like this existed. And so for us, it was kind of a requirement of being able to do what we wanted to.
All right, and thank you. Bill, why are you in business for yourself? Why is it so important to you? Bill?
Well, I'm here. That's a great question. I think what I found is talking to so many entrepreneurs that are frustrated and fed up with the state of the banking industry, inability to find credit, really not understanding what their bank or their banker is telling them. And so I really also was approached by a couple of CPAs and attorneys that aren't bankers, but found themselves being asked questions from their clients about their banking relationship. So there seems to be a real gap in the market for an independent banker to provide solid consulting advice to business owners on how to handle the right side of their balance sheet, and so I decided to jump in and go for it. It's still fairly new to me. I'm in the process of getting my business ramped up, but so far the reception in the marketplace has been beyond my expectation.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Glad to hear that. And David, why did you decide to launch your own business?
Well, I've been advising businesses for about 11 years, but about 3 or 4 years ago, when I left the public company where I was corporate counsel and I decided that I wanted to work with startups and small businesses, I had an opportunity to go in a partnership with a retail clothing store. And it was really one of my first endeavors into entrepreneurship, even though I had advised businesses for a long time. And for me, I picked up a lot of intangibles about being a business owner that you don't necessarily get when you sit behind a phone up into a marble office. And one is time management, understanding that the business owner doesn't have a lot of time to read a 20-page memo on the laws in Florida versus the laws in Georgia. Two is to understand the cash flow of a business owner changes depending on really the season or the product or service that they offer. So that you kind of understand when they have to be very efficient with their time. And getting my hands dirty as an entrepreneur really helps me to advise my clients better because now I can not just give them the legal issue, but really help them sift through the business issues that they face day to day. So I thought it was important that anyone who's going to advise a business, particularly a startup business, you should probably be in business yourself because some of those problems you've dealt with probably personally, and you know good ways of solving them. And sometimes it's not always legal either.
All right. Thank you, David. And Robert, why are you in business?
That's a good question. No, actually, I think having spent 28 years in the military, you know, I absolutely loved the military. It was very secure. I knew from month to month what my pay was going to be. I could even chart out the next 5 years, and other than inflation, I knew basically where the gates were on promotion, and you know, I would make the promotion, and I would get the pay raise, and I could, from the day I went in, I basically knew, you know, what that revenue was going to be. And I think when I retired from the military, one of the things that I wanted to do was, rather than go to work for someone, I wanted to see if I could build something. The you know, the thought of owning a business, building a business, business for business sake is kind of a good thing. But the second thing was the potential for unlimited income, where there was no gate that held me back from making more. It was only up to my creativity how much I could make. So I found that to be an exciting prospect. And then I studied what I thought was a market opportunity, and then went for it. So that's why I did as I did.
Thank you. And Dr. Robert Joseph, why are you in business for yourself?
Yeah, good question, Ken. The reason that I got started in this is that I love helping people. And I love empowering them with the ability to do things that they didn't even think that they could do. And so, you know, it's funny. Some people think, you know, hey, I'm not going to be updating my website. I don't want to do that. That's not something that's in my skill set. Well, it might not be something that's in your skill set, but you want to get your message out, and you want to be able to do it quickly, and especially with things being so fast-paced in small business, having that agility is amazing. And so when people really understand that they have the ability to make changes and to do things that they didn't think that they could do, it is rewarding to see people blossom. And, you know, and that's why I'm in business, because I like to help people and just see them grow.
All right. Excellent. So is there anybody else who has not introduced themselves? I want to make sure I heard of. Okay. All right. So there you have it. I asked the question, why are you in business? And so who has questions or comments based on what was shared about that question? Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. This is going to be a really quick round. Hopefully we can get this, because I want to ask my favorite question. Tell us something we don't know, which is a business fact or prediction based on the industry. But before that, I want to ask the question, why are you excited about your business? Is there an event coming up that you want to share with the group? And so it's really a two-question one. And so the question is, what is it that you'd like to share? Why are you excited, maybe this week or this month? Or perhaps there's an event that you want to promote and share with the group. So with that, Ms. Stanley.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to follow your lead. It's Deandra Stanley. And what we have coming up, take a look at, and I see you have our website up.
Oh,
yeah. We have several continuing education and business development classes and programs that we offer. We have 17 offices around the state of Georgia, and all of those offices offer different classroom training and other resources for the small business owner and startup. And so what's scrolling on the screen right now, all of the training programs that we have, and you can click on the sites to see what programs or training is coming up. In addition to that, we do some specialized programs. I have an event coming up that we're working with a group of Kenyan professionals to help them develop businesses in this particular market. And so that will be coming up on April 18th, and that's going to be in Cobb County at Kennesaw State University. And I think that's it. So if you take a look at the website, you'll see all of the programs that we have coming up. But I actually also did, and I'm probably overstepping, but I had a question for Bill. I didn't see your contact information. If I could get your contact information, that would be great.
I got a note from him asking me to just Google him, and I'm going to bring that up now. He's in the process of getting a website, so I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
Right now.
And I'm still listening. I'm going to mute myself again, but I have to drop off the call about 8:45.
Okay. All right. So, let me see. Okay, so who's next? Is Jim, are you back with us yet? Jim, are you back with us yet? Nope, I haven't. All right, so we'll go on to the next person, who's Aaron. So, Aaron, what's new exciting in your business, or is there an event that you're doing?
Well, I keep neglecting to kind of introduce myself again, so I'll just say Aaron Sahaki, CEO of Imaginaire. And we do not have any upcoming events at the moment, but there is an activity coming up that I'm going to be taking a part of that I'm really excited about. And one of the primary ways that we get new customers is from referrals from the local airports all around the Southeast. So, you know, somebody might call into a local airport and say, hey, I want to fly out of here. Can we do that? And then that airport manager will give us a call to be able to do that flight. So coming up in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to get myself a rental car. I'm going to put a bunch of boxes in the back seat, and I'm going to drive to about 100 what are called FBOs, 100 small airports all around the Southeast to introduce myself to each of the FBO and airport managers there, and hopefully kind of increase some of what's been going on in terms of referrals from those airports. And so that's actually just the first step. There's over 700 airports in the Southeast, and eventually we'd like to get to all of them and meet every single airport manager all over.
I have an idea. You could do what we're doing this morning. You can find their email address and invite them to a webinar.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. That's a fantastic idea.
You know, save you some gas initially. But, all right. Thank you, Aaron. Bill McDermott, I got your business profile up here. Go ahead, Bill. What's new and exciting for you, or is there an event that you'd like to share with us? He's looking for the mute button. Bill, are you there? Are you there, Bill? Okay, we'll come back to Bill. David Walker, why did you decide to go in business for yourself? What's new and exciting for you? Any event that you want to share with the group?
Sure. Ken, as you know, I started an organization called the Business Owner Movement, where on Saturdays, we meet and we network with other business owners and also discuss any legal issues that may be on the small business owner's mind. And lastly, if someone wants to form a corporate entity and doesn't have one, we'll form the LLC for them. The Business Owner Movement kicked off last Saturday, April 4th, and we do it every week at the Buckhead Hotel from 10 a.m. to 12. I think it's a great way for me to introduce my clients to the business community and vice versa, as well as to get a bunch of leads for each of the business owners. So I invite everyone on the call to come out. It's free legal advice. It's good networking. And if you don't have an LLC, we'll form one for you. That's the Business Owner Movement, and it's Saturdays. The website is www.thebomb.biz. The bomb is the B-O-M, businessownermovement.biz.
All right, thank you. I'm showing your website up. All right. Robert, what's new and exciting for you? Why are you excited? Is there an event that you want to share with the group?
Yes, I'm excited about two things. One, I attended the Business Owner Movement on Saturday, and it was very good. It was energizing. It was a lot of fun, and I actually got a sale out of going there. So for all you people on the call that appeals to you, I would definitely check it out. The other thing that's exciting is that we just finished a proposal up with the Bering Strait School District for teaching students, high school students, how to build websites, how to do internet research, and how to do web development, and so and also how to do entrepreneurship. We have another branch of the company called CyberNet Kids, in which we are focusing on teaching kids skills for the 21st century, and that is really exciting. Hope the grant comes through, because that'll be really exciting to be able to institute our program inside of a high school and a middle school.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And if you just get the parents, you're well on your way. All right, Bob Kennedy.
Oh, what's shaking, what's exciting, other than the fact that I get to go to the Masters, the big thing for me is I have hired a development team that is going to turn the golf course ranking site into our Web 2.0 version, and so there's a lot of features that will be added to that site, which for me, because I've put so much time and energy into that site, is exciting that finally I'll have besides just the content that I add, I'll have some programming done that will bring me really into the 21st century with that site. So the golf course ranking site's where I'm where my energies and excitement are these days.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. And so I guess who has questions or comments based on what was shared about what's new and exciting in their business? And anybody? Questions, comments? Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, my next question, we'll try to do this real quick, and I'll have a follow-up question. Tell me something I don't know. And that is, what questions do you have for us? We've got a really powerful group on. So my question to you guys is, what is it that we can help you with? What questions do you have? Let me see. I think, Aaron, what questions do you have?
Well, you know, I'd say as far as questions from my perspective, I'd kind of be interested in hearing about some of the developments that the entrepreneurs have gone through in terms of actually how they built their business from inception to profitability. I think in hearing those kinds of stories, I think there'd be some lessons to be learned, and I'd be kind of intrigued to hear about that sort of thing. Maybe if not today, maybe in the future sometime.
Okay, I can certainly share with you my story and my thinking on that. But who would like to answer Dave. Who would like to answer Aaron's question?
Kenneth, I might take that. This is Bill McDermott.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
You know, I think after 30 years in banking, looking at a lot of different businesses and business startups, you know, I think the first thing, if I understood the question correctly, is, you know, have a business plan that not only articulates the qualitative aspects, but the quantitative aspects, you know, looking at sales projections, looking at profit margins, operating expenses. Certainly there is going to be a ramp-up time when the business is just starting. You're not quite to break even. You've got to be able to calculate in your business plan the amount of capital it's going to require, not only to purchase assets, but also to cover overhead until the company gets to break even. I think once the company gets to break even, looking at pricing, looking at what has worked and what hasn't worked as far as your projections, you know, comparing actual experience against what you thought it would be, and then being able to make adjustments. I would say the other thing is probably at least 50% of the businesses fail in the first 5 years, and 80% of that 50% is the businesses start out undercapitalized. And so I would certainly look hard at not only what capital is raised, what the mix of actual equity versus debt is in the business, and then taking it from there. I don't know if that adequately answers the question that was asked, but at least that's a starting point.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. And I'm showing Bill's business profile online right now. All right. Who else would like to answer Aaron's question?
Yeah. Kenneth, I'm sorry I couldn't unmute earlier, but I appreciate you putting my profile up. And if anyone wants to contact me, you can see the contact Bill McDermott. That will give you a way to email me, or you can go to the business card, and that'll give you my phone number and my email. I'm about 30 days from getting my website up and running, so I'm using this profile as a quasi website until I get that up.
And all you have to do is just Google Bill McDermott, and you'll find his profile on the first page above the photo. All right, thank you. Who else has an answer for Aaron? Okay, going once, going twice. Aaron, I would say, in terms of sales, it's important to define who you are, and you've got a unique business, but also talk about your successes. One way to convert suspects and prospects into clients is to talk about testimonials, how people have used your business, what success you've had, how you've been able to help business owners. If that's your target market, how'd you been able to help them? And so that's a short, sweet one. I can go into greater detail there. But understanding what your numbers are,
I was just going to echo that. I think that's actually great advice. I'll give you a working example of that. One of our clients is the governor of Georgia, Sonny Perdue. I'd say most of our customers are actually just working, you know, successful people, but working people, doctors, lawyers, engineers, small business owners, but we do have a few clients that are, you know, have some notoriety, and we can leverage that information. It makes somebody who's unfamiliar with us a little bit more willing to hear what we have to say, and a little bit more willing to try us out because those are names that they're familiar with and that they may trust. So,
yeah, and on your website, have a testimonial page where people can add their testimonial.
We're actually building our Web 2.0 version of our website right now. It's in process, and on the homepage is going to be a section for testimonials on there.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Who else has questions for us? How can we help you guys? Bill, David, Robert, Bob. Any other questions? Okay, going once, going twice. All right. My last question as we wrap up is, and try to keep this short and sweet, is tell us something. Go ahead.
Ken, I do have a question.
Okay.
For the people that just are working on their website and getting it up to 2.0 standard, what was it that had you pick the team or the people that you used? What was the decision process that you went through?
All right, so I'll address that to Bill. Bill, you looking at getting your website up in 30 days, so what was important for you in designing your team, putting together things?
I was introduced to a gentleman by the name of Andy Greider with Marketing Pedagogy. He was introduced to me by Ruth King, who is an entrepreneur and runs a business in Norcross. And so for me, it was really just word-of-mouth referral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And Aaron, you are building your new website, so what was important for you?
Well, for us, we do it, well, not everything, but as far as technology goes, we try to do as much in-house as we can. And our CTO was actually one of the co-founders of the company, and he has a PhD from Georgia Tech in information security and is also a pilot. And so he has a very good understanding of aviation and, of course, a very good understanding of technology. And so for us, he's been spearheading all of our development in that area.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to answer that question? Maybe David Walker?
Yeah, Bob.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Yes. The
Actually, if you go to Golf Course Ranking and put it up, that's probably a better one than Golf Cepons to put up at this point. I have a CTO who's been with me for a number of years and who has equity in the company. Unfortunately, I think he's lost his enthusiasm over the years. So more recently with the Golf Course Ranking site, this site I actually bought on eBay for $200. And most people could not make a site like this work. I was able to make it work because I'm able to send out my newsletter and direct people to the site where they go on and they rank these courses. And so once I recognized I can get the courses ranked, I then recognized I needed to do a lot of work on this site. So it was a price consideration. I went on Elance.com and took some bids to do some minor work, and out of that I met a gentleman named Mana who lives in the Czech Republic, but actually owns a company in India, a development company, and he's Indian himself, and he's actually flown here to Georgia and met with me twice, and we now have his development team engaged working on the site. And so it was really a factor of A, trust, and B, pricing. For $1,500 a month, I have three full-time developers. So it was purely a trust and cost consideration, and having already tested and determined that I like their work.
Okay. All right. And so it is 9 o'clock now. I want to have everybody introduce themselves again. There's a couple people who had to leave. But the people that are on right now, if you can introduce yourself again and let us know what connections you made, what you learned from it, and anything else you'd like to share. So with that, I think Stanley's gone. Jim's probably gone. Aaron?
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
as we wrap up, what'd you get out of this? What'd you like about it? What connections did you make? And anything that you want to share about your company as we wrap up.
Wonderful. Well, first off, thanks for having me on. And this is my first one of these. So I'd say primarily what I was able to glean from this is just to get some insight from, business owners like myself. And it seems like everybody here is in a different kind of business, which is sometimes good. Sometimes you get very focused in on your own segment of the industry, and it can be refreshing to hear from other segments and hear about other people's challenges and what they're working on and things like that. So I said that was nice to hear and insightful.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're happy to have you, and don't be a stranger. We'll certainly talk with you offline, but I'm glad you got something out of it. It's always nice to have different people from all walks of life because they can lend their expertise and knowledge. All right, so thank you, Aaron. Aaron, why don't you give us your website or your contact information?
Absolutely. It's the company is Imaginaire, which is an air taxi, once again, and it's affordable personal air travel. And the website is flyimagineair.com, or if you just go to Google and type in either the word air taxi or the word Imaginaire, it'll be on that first page. And our telephone number, we just got this. It's 1-877-FLY-IAIA. So hopefully easy to remember.
All right, then. Thank you. And people that are still on, if you think I have your contact information, please send your contact information to me at Ken at Better Sales and Profits Now. That's Ken at Better Sales and Profits Now. And I will put together a list of people that were on the call and send it out to everybody. So thank you, Aaron, for being on the networking session. Bill's gone. I think he's making a prep for a 9:30 meeting. David Walker, last thoughts? Dave, are you there? Okay, losing everybody. Robert Joseph?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead and wrap up for us.
Let's see.
What'd you get out of this?
who, what connections did you make, your contact information?
I want to follow up with Jim, because I know the head of the entrepreneurship group, the entrepreneurship, the director of the entrepreneurship class at Georgia State. And
okay.
So I want to connect them up together. Just got a lot out of it. It's always good to hear other people and other activities, and I didn't know about some of the things that people were doing. So I'm looking forward to getting your list and going down and looking at and talking with people on the call.
All right. And Bob Kennedy, what did you get out of this?
I think it's the same thing that Aaron did. It's just kind of good to hear other people, other people's experiences in different industries. The other thing is perhaps I may be able to help Aaron with that name, and hopefully there'll be something that will come from that. And I appreciate you inviting me online.
Okay. All right then. All right. So that is it. Is there any other questions or comments from Aaron or from Bob or from Robert? Okay. Just be sure to send in your contact information, your name, your company, how you want to be categorized, your website, email address, and I will share with everybody, and I will probably post this within the next couple of days. All right. So thank you very much. Take care. Have a great Tuesday, and have a great week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.